Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Several years ago, I heard of a pastor who was preaching through the New Testament book of Hebrews. Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, week after week, month after month. And one of the older ladies in the church had told one of her friends that her pastor was preaching from Hebrews all the time. Well, that friend misunderstood what was said, and she began telling people that the pastor of that church was preaching in Hebrew, and that no one in the congregation could understand him. And pretty soon, that word spread throughout the town. I remember my good friend Larry Barker saying one time in a sermon, "Don't hear what I'm not saying." Have you ever done that? Have you ever heard something that the pastor didn't really say? Have you ever assumed something? Have you ever filled in the blanks of missing information with your own concoctions or stories? Well, I think we've all been guilty of that at one time or another. And we see an example of this in our text for today. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 21, verses 17 through 22. Luke writes, "When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. And on the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God. And they said to him, 'You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed. They are all zealous for the law, and they have been told about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is to be done?'" Did you see it there in the text? Some Jewish believers have been told that Paul teaches all Jews to forsake Moses, forget what Moses taught, abandon the customs. They had heard something that had never actually been said by Paul, which is actually going to lead to a major issue in just a few verses. But I want us to stop right here and just heed this warning. Do not hear what someone is not saying, and refrain from filling in the gaps of your ignorance with your own made-up story. If you're going to fill in the gaps of what you don't know, then fill it in with the gospel, which means grace and mercy. We are quick to assume the worst when it comes to situations that we don't have all the information to. So let's start being a people who, instead of assuming the worst, assume the gospel. And as you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. Also remember the Cebuano Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.